Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, everybody. Right, first text that comes in. Thank God you are all back where you should be. It's not been as good without you. Hope you had a great time off. Hello, I'm here. I'm reading the texts. Hello, it's Scott. Chris is not here this morning. He was supposed to be. Hi, Tina.
Morning, Scott.
Tina's here. Yay.
Yay.
Woo.
Woohoo.
Right, so let's go through where everyone else is in the world. So, Comedy Dave's at home thinking, yes, no earlies for me. Dom is in Mallorca.
Yep.
And isn't going to be back, well, maybe Thursday, Friday.
If he gets a boat.
And Chris Moyles is stuck, stranded. Imagine that. In New York.
He's had to buy new pants and everything. I can't believe it. That would have cost at least a fiver.
I heard this on the surgery last night. He was talking to Aled. And he was saying that he's either going to have to wash his pants or go and buy some new ones. So as you can hear, it's been a real nightmare for Chris. But hopefully, he'll be back on later this week. We don't know any more than that, do we, Tina?
We don't know. We just have to wait and see.
Yeah, he was saying last night on the surgery that he was going to spend all day today with his screwdriver wiring things into an American radio station so that hopefully he can be back on tomorrow morning. But
yeah.
I don't know how
he's going to do that all himself.
Yeah, he said he was going to spend the whole of Monday working really hard, doing something with his lines.
To make sure they work. Yeah. I heard that bit, yeah. Anyway, so we don't really know what's going to happen, but it's me today, and all I can say is...
I hear a sign!
Not really love you, Iceland. Now, here's the thing. Does anyone have a boat that we can borrow? Seriously, because we need to get Chris back across the Atlantic.
My dad's got a boat.
What kind of boat is it, please?
Well, it's like a little dinghy that he has in Dartmouth, so I'm not sure if Chris would fit in, but...
I don't think that's going to last...
Try.
That's not going to last the distance, I don't think. But we've got some posh listeners, haven't we?
How posh do you have to have a boat?
No, we've got loads of posh listeners that I reckon will lend us their boats. Come on, Olivia from Winchester, where are you when... when we need you? Text in and get Daddy to let us use your boat. It's the best you can do, surely.
It would probably take 2 weeks to get back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take ages.
All right.
Well, I'd like to see it, though. Be better than Williams swimming. He could swim. If David's good enough for David Williams, it's good enough for Moyles.
Swim, Chris, swim. Come back.
Podcast.
This has really messed up the entries into my file of facts, I'm telling you. I had scheduled lie-in today, and I've had to cross that out now and put Chris Moyles show again.
Oh, no.
Right, Ben's been on saying, how do you actually know that Chris is in New York? Have you thought about going to knock on Chris's door? Are you sure he isn't home already and just blagging another day off? That's true, because last night when he was talking to Aled on the surgery, I didn't hear any New York noises. Did you?
No, there was nothing at all. He could have been anywhere.
I didn't hear any, like, start spreading the news in the background. There was no, like, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Didn't hear any of that. So, yeah, he could be at home. I doubt it, though. 6:45. Someone's been on saying, oi, is Dizzy still on today? Yes, he is. Bringing in his new single, which I heard for the first time on Friday. Brilliant. Dizzy Rascal will be on this show after 8 this morning, even though Chris isn't here. And we've got Westwood coming in today as well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I was in Bradford at the weekend.
I know, because I booked your train tickets. And you hired a car. How did that go?
Yeah, actually, it was fine.
Any accidents?
No accidents, no bumps. Hello to the hire car company, if you're listening. I had to, because I didn't know this was going to happen, I had the car booked till Monday, so I've just had to abandon the car outside the car hire company.
Did you park it in a bay, or just...
No, it's in a bay. And I'll ring them at like 9 o'clock and tell them where it is.
I bet you've still got the keys with you, have you?
No, I did put the keys through the letterbox, so it's all fine.
Wouldn't have put it past you.
But I would like to say, do inspect the car. No bumps or scratches from me.
All in
order. And if there are any on it, that wasn't me. They were there before. All right. That's got me out of everything, I think.
That's fine.
Yeah. So there I was zooming around in me red golf at the weekend around West Yorkshire. I saw something incredible in Bradford yesterday. Obviously, I had a nice curry on Saturday night. Sunday, went to a christening. Thanks to the bloke in the white van outside that went, "You complete me!" as I walked out of the christening.
That's always nice.
Nice. And I saw, this is not like in the country, this is on a main roundabout, one of the exits for the M62. Okay, so we're talking like near a motorway.
Right.
Right in Bradford City Centre. I saw somebody riding a horse round a roundabout yesterday. With a cart.
What?
It was like somebody about probably 20, early 20s, going, giddy up, and riding it round a horse. Riding it round a motorway.
Just out for the afternoon?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Have you not?
No. And I saw some horses tied up to like lampposts and stuff in the city centre.
That's amazing.
I've never seen that. Incredible. You know that song Wild Horses?
Yeah. Subo,
yeah. I just look that up. Apparently, she wrote that song about a trip she had to Bradford back in 1989 when she saw some horses being ridden round a roundabout in Bradford City Centre. That's what that song is about. She wrote it then.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should get a horse.
Oh, really?
I take it you did see the paper on Saturday.
No, I was going to say, what? That would save you parking tickets.
Yeah.
DJ Scott Bills.
All right, here we go.
Do you know what? The amount of time we've talked about that on the show, I can't believe I didn't think of Scott Bills.
This was...
That's brilliant. I saw that, I was like, oh, rubbish, yeah. I should have thought of that one.
Page 23 of the Mirror on Saturday.
You have...
My mum rang me going, oh, Scott. Oh,
I'm not
Scott.
Angry, I'm just disappointed.
What have you done? This is a story about... Well, it said on the exclusive, DJ gets parking ticket... And it's a story that we've done quite a few times about my new eco scooter.
Which you thought, because it was eco, that you didn't have to pay parking anywhere.
Yeah, and you really do.
Tickets.
Yeah, so I've got a few tickets.
You've paid them now?
I have paid them now, as it pointed out in the article. And they said I had thousands of pounds worth of tickets. That's not true, but maybe hundreds.
So this has made you want to get a horse?
I'd like to say the fines have been paid, and yes, it's parked in some... I'm getting a permit for it today, which I should have got. Which you do. But maybe if I get a horse, do you have to pay to park a horse? What's the deal with that?
I imagine there are more restrictions on a horse than there is on a scooter.
Well, I didn't see any, like, pay and display signs on the ones in Bradford City Centre.
But I quite like cowboy DJ Scott Mills.
Yeehaw! Yeah. Okay.
Get some chaps, you'll be well away.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, everybody. I know, I wasn't expecting this either. If you've just switched on and expected to hear Chris Moyles, no, it's me, Scott. He's stranded in New York. Talking about the incredible thing I saw yesterday in Bradford City Centre. A man driving a horse, not driving a horse, riding a horse round a roundabout, which I've never seen before. Zoe's been on from Bradford saying, Scott, that really is the norm. I got up to find one in my garden last week. So you just get up, open the curtain, oh, there's a horse. This is not in country areas. This is like in the city centre. Just never seen that before. Julia says, yeah, I work in Bradford. Got to work one day to find a horse parked in a disabled bay with no badge. So yeah, I'll be fine. This is the way forward. I don't get any Scott Bills then, do I? Now, people in Iceland are getting annoyed because we can't pronounce their volcano right. I noticed, Tina, you did say on the news...
The Icelandic volcano.
No, you
said... avoided pronouncing it.
UK airspace is staying shut until at least 7 tonight thanks to the threat from the ash from that volcano in Iceland. But that is the right...
It is, it's that volcano.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it is quite hard to say.
Yeah, do you want me to figure out how to say it?
Well,
next bulletin.
I've got the proper pronunciation here.
Have you?
If you want to try and shadow this.
Go on.
No, just stick to that volcano.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah, they're getting annoyed because we can't say correct.
They're going to love it even more now.
That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. Here's some of the wrong pronunciations from various news sources.
Underneath the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
The eruption at the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
The volcano underneath the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
The three eruptions of Eyjafjallajökull on record.
Eruption under the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano roared back into life.
It sounds like that guy off phone jacker who goes in asking for a look at a turf ready for the herd. Djúvka.
Eyjafjallajökull.
That's how you say it.
He just wants a TV.
He does. Ah, oh, that's my favourite one.
The volcano underneath the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
Eyjafjallajökull.
That's a good one. Anyway, Iceland, sorry we can't say it right, but if you're going to get Chris Moyle stuck in New York, then we're going to pronounce it however the damn well we want to.
The volcano underneath the Eyjafjallajökull glacier.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Westwood's coming in just after 7:30 this morning, which is always a treat. He's local hero this week. We're on this after 7:30. Dizzy Rascal will be on just after 8:00, as planned, and he's bringing in his new single, which I heard on Friday. Incredible. I love it. Have you heard it, Becky?
It's really good.
It is really good. Quite excited about that, about playing that for the first time.
Are you going to go all dizzy when he comes in?
What do you mean?
We remember, like, last time you came in and you started talking like him and doing his moves and all that sort of stuff. It was quite embarrassing for everyone involved.
Also, the thing, we talked about this before, with scouting for girls.
I'm just glossing over it.
No, there's one thing where I start trying to talk like him.
You asked him when he was going to drop that ting with Armin.
When he's dropping that ting with Armin van Helden. And also, there's the whole thing with the handshake. Yeah, I'm never sure what to do with my hands.
You just grab the fist, don't you?
Because, yeah, normally I just grab the fist, because what do you do? Because if I put my hand out to shake, then he'll do something else, so then I'll end up putting my fist out. My handshake is in no way street.
Just go for a hug and a kiss on both cheeks.
Continental, should we do it continental?
Yeah.
All right. Dizzy's on after 8:00. Tried to call Chris Moyles, but apparently it's like 2 a.m. in New York now, 2:19 actually, so he's not answering. Do you know who he is answering? Actual Comedy Dave, hello.
Grab the fist, Scott.
Grab the fist. Is that what I do?
Apparently so, yeah, I think so. Oh. Loving the show, by the way.
You haven't heard any of it.
Bless you, Dave, you sound so tired.
Do you know what, I've literally just woken up. I should be up already because I'm supposed to be taking Nicole to nursery soon. But I'm just coming to now. How are you?
Oh, all right, thanks, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, all good. The volcano stopped your show.
I know, this is all weird, isn't it? I'd never even heard of volcanic ash about 3 or 4 days ago. And now
I'd never even heard of volcanoes.
Well, yeah, suddenly the whole world has gone into meltdown. Yeah. So, yeah, Chris is stuck somewhere in the world. Has he revealed where he is or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, New York.
Okay, fine, yeah.
We revealed it anyway, I don't know.
Oh, hang on, my alarm's going off. Stay there. Right.
Oh, hello, Nicole.
Do you want to say hello to Scott? Say hi, Scott.
Nicole's
hi,
a massive Scott. Fan, Scott.
Oh, is
she's
she?
She's a massive fan of
hi,
you.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry for ringing your house so early. Yes?
My mummy's here.
Is she?
Okay.
Look at my top.
Okay, right, so she's saying that mummy's here and she's in bed. as you've gathered, then Chris is stranded in New York.
Dom is somewhere else in Spain or something.
Yeah, well, Dom is in Mallorca with the family and can't get back. However, as I understand it, he is somehow attempting some pan-European road trip with the family with a car that he's managed to blag, which sounds like an incredible adventure. So,
hot-wired a car.
Well, no, what it was is apparently the people that they were renting a villa off, and this is an amazing stroke of luck, somehow had a large car big enough for 5 of them that they wanted to take him to Paris because the fella's wife, right, who they're renting the villa off, is stuck in the UK, needing to get back to Mallorca.
Oh, so they're going to do like a wife swap?
Wife swap.
It's incredible, yeah. So this car is going to go from Mallorca to Paris, as I understand, with the Dominic Byrne family, and then hand over to this lady who's then going to drive it back to Mallorca, which is brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, so that's what he's up to. We're a little bit gutted, I think, really, because we went to Gran Canaria on holiday. We had a great time. We got back just before the flight.
Before the ash.
Yeah, otherwise we could have got... We had a lovely time. We could have got marooned in paradise.
I know, annoying.
I know.
And Chris, he was on the surgery last night talking to Aled.
He's got... he got an exclusive with him.
He did. I don't know.
How did he manage that?
I don't know how he did that. But he's got no socks or pants, so he'll be wearing the same ones. Think about it. Everybody, think about it.
I know, but I've heard stories of all sorts of top celebrities who are marooned in paradise. Apparently Peter Jones, I think, is stuck in some swanky hotel in the
Barbados.
Yeah.
It's terrible for them.
I think he's just approaching his third week in Sandy Lane. Can you believe it?
I know, awful. That is terrible. I bet he's got no socks or pants either.
I bet he hasn't.
Oh, I
don't think about that.
He's just in his speedos every day.
Thanks
out.
For that, Dave. Right, okay, well, hopefully, Chris was saying that he's going to try and wire up some equipment himself to broadcast from New York yesterday, so it looks like you might be in, right?
Yeah, so I believe. I'm very much on standby. I'd like to make it clear to all of my big bosses that I'm completely available for work, which is crucial. I'm no longer on holiday mode, much as it sounds like I am. I will be in the office today preparing for whatever is thrown at me, and we wait to hear our orders.
Okay, good. All right. Well, hopefully, Tina's here. Say hi.
Hi, Tina.
Hi,
Tina made it in.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, technically, she's on a different rotor system to us.
I did like someone on the text who said that it wasn't fair and it was sexist that Tina had to come in and Dom didn't.
No, do you know what it is? It's all complicated. Like, well, yeah, but Tina has to, because Tina's sport and it's all different.
All right, okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'll be in the office later. I'm not entirely sure how we're going to, you know, bridge the gap of you know, transatlantic radio, but somehow maybe we might make it work.
That's for Chris to sort out with his soldering iron later.
Well, that's it, you know, and he's a technical man, as we all know, so if anybody can make it happen, then he can.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, Chris.
Yeah.
And, all right, I'll speak to you a bit later on. Thanks, Dave.
Love you, bye.
See you, bye. Love you. Aw. All right, we've made some... we've made some jingles, lastminute.com, for this eventuality. I never thought I'd be playing this.
Volcano underneath the air for look at the glacier.
BBC Radio 1.
I like it. Or...
Thanks to the threat from the ash from that volcano in Iceland.
BBC Radio 1.
I like that one better, Tina.
Yeah, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh man, what a disappointment.
What?
So where's Chris Wilde?
Oi!
Where's the big man?
Stranded.
Where's the big...
He's stranded
where?
In New York.
I saw him getting out of a cab in Leicester Square last night.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. He was coming out of some movie. What was that movie?
Kick-Ass?
Yes. He was coming out of Kick-Ass. I saw him in Leicester Square.
Hi, Westwood.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
You all right?
You realise how much more of the day there is when you're up here early?
You do. Like, when was the last time you were up at this time?
When I was going on holiday somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. You feel there's so much more out there. Things you didn't know about.
No. You're normally getting in from some club in Southend right now.
Hopefully. No, it's normally I get up about 10:30. I realise how lazy I've got.
It's all good. Anyway, your local hero this week.
Oh my gosh, every week, dog.
We're launching Radio 1 and One Extra's local hero, which basically means you're going to be doing nice stuff all week for
exactly.
free.
Exactly, and do you know what's going to happen on Friday? I am guaranteed to go to heaven.
That's true.
Yep, you're not. Unlike you lot.
Yo, dog, it's Westwood.
Exactly.
And they let you straight in.
Let me in. I've done my week. I've put some good work in.
So, all week, Westwood is going to be Radio 1 and 1 Extra's
exactly.
superhero.
Thank you.
He's going to be heading
super
off on...
Super or local? Are you changing the script?
Local superhero.
I'm super to you, but local to the rest.
Yeah.
Oh, was expecting some kind of lycra outfit, but you've disappointed me. A cape.
Sorry, a cape.
At the very least.
All right, I'm going to go out of the studio and come back wearing my underwear on top of my jeans.
No. Don't do that.
It's all right. So you're going on a different mission every day, sharing
maybe
your skills.
Your underwear over my jeans would look better.
Here we go.
Of course I have.
Oh, right.
Of course, yes.
Oh, I see. You were saying that.
It wouldn't be safe otherwise.
I get it.
It wouldn't be safe in here.
So we need to find out what your mission is today.
That sounded awful.
When you go volunteering.
I'm scared.
I'm trying to hold this together. And
yes,
we should have had him pre-recorded.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why they do this normally pre-recorded, I think.
Exactly. You're on tape anyway, Scott.
Hello. So we're going to play Where Am I?
Yes!
Going.
It's a special
Where
live
version.
Where am
I? Going!
That's it.
Where is Westwood? Going!
Now it's time to play Where Am I?
Going!
And where have I gone? All right. First things first.
Hang on, I need to explain it.
Right. What happened?
So, Westwood
what
is
happened?
Going somewhere today.
Yes,
Becky
going.
And Tina are going to write down their answers.
Yes.
And I say whether you're right or wrong. Play along at home, please. Give your first...
What if you're in the car?
In play the car, along. You can also play along. We've got to guess where you're going. So, Tina, ready?
You ready, teens?
Yep.
Ready, you Becky?
Ready?
Tina sounds mad distant. Are you sure she's in the UK?
I'm here.
Oh, she's sorry. Here. All right, so
I'm going to give you two early clues which are not part of this.
Okay.
I'm not in the post office. I'm not in Norwich. And I'm not eating sausages. Oh, apart from that.
That was helpful.
All right, yes, thank you. This place is in the UK.
Okay.
Has anyone got it? Anyone
write it
got
down.
It?
Write it down.
Have you got it?
Becky, what are you saying? Okay.
I mean, that's rubbish. Yeah. That's rubbish. You just can't put London.
You can't, no,
you can't
why
put
not?
London.
Why not?
Why? That should be half a point.
Because,
yeah.
no, we're in London, so how am I going to London? I'm here already. It's like saying, honey, I'm home, but you're here. It's rubbish.
Next clue.
That was rubbish.
It was rubbish.
I'm glad I don't come in every day. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It has, I'm going to do it in a playschool way, a window and a door. Can you see that at home? A window and a door.
It's got a window
London,
and it's got a door.
What was that?
No, Becky.
I've said a house.
Wrong.
A house, rubbish.
Actually, yeah, you're kind
let's
of
have
right.
A look at that one.
You're kind
look
of
one.
Right, Tina.
Rubbish.
Okay.
Okay. How's it rubbish if it's kind of right?
Because it's kind of right, girl. We only deal in right or wrong on my show.
It's not your show.
Well, that was very wrong.
I love it that you answer back. You've worked with him before.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
It was horrible.
All right, next one, please.
We were dating at the time. It was horrible.
Oh, please.
We used to come in together.
Next clue.
People work here.
People work here.
Oh, man, this must be so painful to listen to at home, my voice. At this time in the morning.
This is where I'd like Westwood to be.
He's not going there.
Old people's home.
No, that would be brilliant, though.
That was a dig on the sly from what? Her. I know her.
All right, yeah.
I've rejected her.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
You've rejected her.
Many times. Her advances. She wasn't drunk enough.
All right, no. Scott, here's my answer.
Okay, Tina. It's not that.
Let's have a look at that one,
no,
team.
Becky.
Let's have a look at that team. Let's
am
have
I allowed team? To look at Tina's answers and then try
no,
and work
No, because you might put that for another clue.
Pathetic.
No. Next.
Tina, how can I be a superhero in a supermarket? You get paid for working in a supermarket, don't you?
You do?
Yeah.
You don't volunteer, do you?
You double on Sunday.
No, I'm volunteering to work behind the tills today.
No.
Rubbish.
Remember, it's sharing his skills for free. It's volunteering.
Extra security
it's volunteering.
For
it's
bananas.
Giving back. It's giving back. It might be to do with animals.
Another clue, please.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why you said that.
There is often a nice display in the window.
I really don't think you're going here, but I'll just say it anyway.
Write it down. Okay. It's not that, Tina.
Tina, can I have a look, team, please? Please, team. A florist. How do you do voluntary work giving back in a florist?
I don't know.
How do you do that voluntary? You normally get paid for working in those jobs. How can I be a hero
in a florist?
How can I be a hero in a supermarket?
Oh, Becky.
Becky.
Becky's got it right.
I love a bit of Becky.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at Becky?
Give some more clues so people can play along at home, but that is the right answer.
Yes. Yes.
That's where you're going today.
Yes. But can I give Tina a clue?
Okay.
Look at what Becky's wearing. It will help you out.
Oh!
That will help you out, okay? No, I'm not working in Primark.
Mark.
Right.
Right. Primark.
Okay, sorry.
Becky, this isn't about you, but is
yes,
it
that? Yes, it is. This is about...
Is oh, my
it?
God, now you've got the right answer because of that clue.
Exactly.
That is awful.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Just one, I mean...
Should we reveal where it is? Today, Westwood's going to a charity shop.
Exactly. Or as my mum used to call them, a tatty shop. And we used to get all our clothes there as a kid. My mum had a real thing about it. It was like her generation of Primark.
Yeah.
We used to go there all the time. Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
We can't all afford box fresh.
It wasn't box fresh from there. It really felt like dead people's clothes, actually. We had like 60 V-neck jumpers at one time.
You. No one wants 60, do they?
I didn't even want one of those. But I used to have things like silk dressing gowns that I'd got from there.
Think about it, everybody.
I was about 12 at the time.
Okay, good. Don't think about it.
I'd rather you didn't,
I'm
Scott.
I'm not.
Sorry, that was so inappropriate of you, mate. Really, that... Oh, that was terrible. This is when I was a kid. This is now, Scott.
Today,
I buy my own silk dressing gowns in the morning. Today, with my matching slippers.
Today, Westwood is Radio 1 and One Extra's local hero. He's going to a charity shop.
Oh, my gosh!
He's going to be... sharing his skills for free, doing it, volunteering. You're going to get a nice warm feeling inside by the end of the day.
Oh my gosh. Now, I don't know what to say about that. Working in a tatty shop, what sort of chicks work in those places?
Now, can I just ask you something? When you go to the charity shop today, yes. When you're serving people.
I will be serving.
As a volunteer.
Yes.
Can you be really friendly?
I will.
When people hand in the stuff?
Yes.
Because every time I go and give some clothes to a charity shop, I imagine it to be like an episode of The Secret Millionaire where I plunk my bin bag down full of old clothes and they go, oh my God, thank you so much. We've been wanting a bin bag of clothes for ages. And instead, the woman goes...
just put it down.
Yeah, put it out back.
Exactly.
We'll have a look through and see if we want it or not.
When I normally drop one off, they normally ask me, like, is there a baby in there? I go, no. Because they sometimes have live babies left in charity.
Do they?
Okay, good.
Right, so... Just be nice when people hand over their bin bags today, all right?
Nice to bin bag ladies.
Don't be like, oh yeah, just put it over there.
Okay, what else can I do? With anyone today?
Yeah, I think there'll be other people in the shop.
Oh, they're not going to leave you on your own. No, that would be ridiculous.
Am I not doing this with a celebrity to add some glamour?
No, just you.
I don't think you've really read it all.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh. We can read
I've just heard in my ear, breaking news.
You are not paying attention.
I am.
That's the breaking news.
The breaking news is... you're going to be working in a charity shop
with
another top volunteer, and that's Alexandra Burke.
Oh, my. Wow.
Winner of X Factor.
Who?
Don't say who, because you've got a meter in about 2 hours.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Alexandra Burke. She won, you know, X Factor. You know, she had a song, Broken Heels.
Yeah, enormous.
You know her?
Yeah, she's got an album and everything.
Huge. She's got an album.
Yeah, big.
So you
looks like
and
Tina.
A bit.
No,
actually not.
As much as I'm wearing clothes from a charity shop.
Exactly.
So you and Alexandra Burke will be rifling through people's old crap today for free.
Oh, man, that was a bit early in the morning to go in like that.
So,
I like that.
So we're going to send you off now.
Oh, man.
Local hero.
Some, yeah.
And,
if you want to buy some crap clothes, come see me.
So, yeah, Westwood will be rifling through your old clothes in bin bags later on in a charity shop with Alexandra Burke. What more could you want?
Oh, man, I feel good already.
Good.
Yeah,
all right, we'll speak to you a bit later
hero.
On then. You are a local hero.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to do a bit of volunteering work, and it's quite a nice feeling, really.
Help
people and do it for free and get a warm feeling inside.
I'm not convinced about your sell of it, to be honest. I think by giving, you are actually receiving. Thank you.
You are. Thank you, Westwood. Local hero. Podcast. Hello, Dizzy.
This is not a love song.
You're right.
What's going on? Whose ring's this?
Oh, that's a nice ring. We just found it in the studio.
We were trying to work it out. Do you want it?
It's mine now. I'll tell you that.
Do you like it?
Yes, I have.
What does it say on it?
Big gold ring. Live, love, laugh.
Is it gold, though?
Is it gold, though? I know it looks like gold.
I'll have it back, thanks. Very much. Oh.
Like you're ever going to wear it.
I could get away with that. Welcome. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not Chris Moyles.
Don't worry about it, man.
He's stranded because of the volcanic ash.
Where is he? Oh, you're in New York.
New York, yeah.
Is it warm there right now?
Yeah, it's all right, actually.
He's laughing then.
Yeah. We're hoping he's going to be back tomorrow. He's building himself a studio today, A-team style. Right. And by this time tomorrow, we're hoping he'll be back on the air.
Wicked.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you? You all right?
I'm nice, man. I'm nice. Looking forward to people hearing the single and that.
We're very excited about this.
Yeah, you've heard it, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Wicked, wicked.
Really
wicked.
Good.
It's a nice way to usher in the summer. Wicked.
Yeah, really. It's a real summer tune.
Mm.
Do you think, what are you thinking people are going to say about it on the text?
Probably be a mixture, but I think for the most part, people will just get it instantly. They'll like it. That's the idea anyway.
Yeah. Now, whenever I meet you, I'm never quite sure what to do with my hands. And we just had that problem again.
Keep your hands to yourself, Ruben.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Because, like, if I put my hand out for you to shake,
yeah.
You just do something else.
I heard this on the way here, but that's why I spotted you there quickly. So don't grab the fist.
See, that's my first thing is to grab the fist. So let's do it again, like we've never met before.
Right.
Okay, right, so.
Oh, here we go.
Hi.
No, look,
oh, it's like
me.
Scissors, paper. What happens?
There you go.
Just one fist?
Yeah, pass it to people and that.
Okay, good. See, the handshake is not the way forward.
Is it called the spud then? Because you said I just spudded you.
Spud me, man, spud me, yeah.
So spud him next time.
Spud me.
I'm getting really nervous of really cool people, do you?
You do, yeah.
I do. I get, even talking to you, I'm a bit nervous.
I don't worry about it. I'm
and
right,
I start
man.
Trying to talk like you, and it's not good. Remember before?
Don't do that. Out? If you do that, no. It don't work.
Well, I tried that before.
Do you remember last time you came in and he was like,
when are you dropping that ting with Armin van Helden? I would never say that.
I think you just looked at him like, what are you talking
about? What are you doing about?
It's not going off.
Right.
really not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You get excited when you hear your track on the radio because you're having a little...
When it comes on randomly, yeah, nah, it's all right.
When you're in here, it doesn't feel like it's on the radio.
Nah, it feels a bit
like
that
we're
work.
Just listening to it in a little box because
we are. It's pretty much that, yeah.
But lots of people are loving it. Ben in Bristol says, I think I found my summer tune.
That's
nice
it.
Nice one, Dizzy.
That's the idea,
it's proper
man.
Summer tune. Daniel in Somerset, yes, I love it.
Wicked, wicked.
As always, Dizzy delivers. Lucy in Bangor, Northern Ireland. Quality, Baz in London. Dirty Disco rocks. Cole from Cornwall. Loads. So many texts.
Wicked.
Lots of people saying it's properly set them up for the summer. Becky, chart prediction. I think it's going to be big.
From the text, number one.
Lovely jubbly.
Nice.
It'd be nice to get people up and smiling and jumping again, man. I'm liking that vibe.
It's a Monday morning and it's just cheered loads of people up. So it's good.
Yeah.
Who's, we're just having a chat about this. Who is singing on that?
Daniel. Daniel from X Factor.
Daniel Johnson.
That's it. Yeah, very talented dude, man.
Or, which one? Oh, Mohican Daniel.
Mohawk. Yeah, I don't know. That. Big up Daniel Johnson as well.
Whoever that is. Yeah. Oh, I know. Right, okay. So
yeah, Mr. Mohawk. Yeah, he did some of the percussion as well.
Did he?
Did that dude. We was in, was it, Ireland the other day. We took the ferry and all that because of the planes. Whitney Houston took it as well.
Right, that's
I was
true.
Outshined.
Whitney Houston took a ferry.
That's what they said.
I heard about
that's
that.
All
as well.
That's all I heard when I got there. Oh, imagine, did you take the ferry? Whitney Houston took it. I felt special until then. I was like, all right.
I would love to see Whitney Houston on the ferry.
I mean, she probably won't get out of her cabin.
No.
All kind of reasons, you know. Anyway. So, yeah, like, he was there, he was playing the piano, and he was doing Purple Rain on the piano, man, and I've never seen girls just be so uninterested in anything else.
Really?
I had to go back to my hotel.
Oh.
It's like that, is it?
So,
all I could play is like chopsticks. Just about, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've been reading stuff about you. Apparently, you've given up drinking because you're bored of it.
Who told you that?
I just heard.
Bloody hell, man. No, I can't keep nothing a secret out of you. No, I'm trying to, heighten my chi.
Right.
Yeah.
Your chakra.
Yeah, all that. Mm. Yeah.
Right. So you're not drinking?
No, I'm not drinking, not smoking, not doing nothing.
Wow.
For now.
Okay. All right, so you will again. Like, this is like what I'm doing at the moment.
You go through these phases, isn't it? When you just get on your high horse a bit, like, oh, you smoke, you drink. Oh,
yeah.
Like, but then you're... Then you'll just be on the floor somewhere, just your legs out like, yeah, it's nice.
So you staying in and stuff, are you? Staying in at Dizzy's house?
No, not even, I'll stay in. I'm out and about, but I can go out and have a good time and not drink.
Yeah.
But just stay focused. Mm. It's all good.
Yeah, it does keep you focused.
Yeah, man.
What? So, like, when you do have a night in, can you just talk me through what happens? He's dancing away, look.
Probably, man.
What happens on a night in Dizzy's house, please? What would you watch? What do you eat? What do you
It depends, man. I might sit there just on YouTube or whatever, or just watching Sky or music channels or listening to music or that, I might have a little girly around, get doing the business, you know, doing what we doing that year. Or I might be around the man then, just might be playing pro or FIFA or whatever. I was like, it's all pretty basic, man. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch a video, get a girly around to do the business.
Do the business, you know. Yeah.
What do you like to watch? Not when the girlies around. I mean, generally when you're on your own watching TV.
No, I'll tell you, I've watched...
Or videos, or, you know, films.
This bit boring. I watch music channels a lot. Flicking through. I'm the flick through guy.
Up your
get a headache watching TV with me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I've watched the same film. I love this film. It's Ong Bak. It's like, it's this Thai dude. It's like Jungle Book meets Enter the Dragon. So okay. This dude, he grew up with the elephants in Thailand. That some dudes, they steal his elephant and he goes on a rampage to Sydney, just smacking guys up. Breaking bones, doing a lot for the elephant.
I think you should do the film reviews on Radio 1.
I should with Jonathan Ross, innit?
Yeah.
I should, stand in for him. Yeah, well,
Dizzy's film reviews.
That's it, man. I'll tell you how it is, man. Smacking guys up.
I also love it that Brad Pitt does workouts to Bonkers. You heard about this?
I did hear about that.
I love that idea.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
That's wicked, though. Big up whoever wrote that, but I don't know if he does. But he could do.
Brad puts it on in the gym.
Bonkers. I met him.
You met him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Not much. I said, Brad Pitt, I'm a real fan of your work. So. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Did he know who you were?
I don't know.
Didn't discuss it?
I don't know. There weren't too many black people in that room at that time. Right. He must say, who's that black guy? Like, afterwards, who's he?
Have you ever any other fans like as famous as Brad Pitt?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's a few. I've met a few really famous, nice people. Justin Timberlake, whatever. But a lot of them are the people that I've toured with or supported or done shows with and that.
Right, I've got some listeners' questions. David has texted in. Is it true that your uncle used to work for Walker's Crisps?
What uncle was that?
I don't know what uncle. But apparently he invented... I don't know, he invented beef flavour Space Invaders. Is that true?
Did he?
I don't know, man.
Has someone been hacking your Wikipedia again? Because I'm not sure about that fact.
I don't know about thingy, man.
He didn't invent any crisps.
I think if you're your uncle, probably know.
Because
you'd have free ones, like, the whole time. And you'd be, like, the taste tester and everything.
Yeah.
You'd look like a Space
You don't
invader
get, like, loads of Walker's crisps delivered to your house all the time.
Nah, man.
Right, I don't think that's true, though.
No.
Gary wants to know, were you friends with Florence before you got the dirty love at the Brits?
I met her at Glastonbury, not the actual Glastonbury Festival. They have another little festival at Glastonbury, I think, to thank the locals. I met her there, she was nice.
Okay, so you mates now?
Yeah, when I see her, man, I holler at her.
Right,
I'll holler.
That doesn't really mates, does it, really?
No, it's not necessarily, but
it's
like...
It's a bit like you and David Hasselhoff.
Same, yeah.
Still, she's a very, very nice girl. She's one of the nicest people I've met, actually, like, genuinely nice.
Mm.
You see, when someone's smiling, it's a genuine smile, and someone's actually really nice person.
Yeah.
That's her.
Who else are you going to work with soon?
I don't know.
Tell me not Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris, he did put in an offer. He did say one. But I was happy just meeting him. You know.
What did he say?
I'm not going to tell you what he said, actually, because he's quite cheeky, man.
Was he?
Yeah, he said. Yeah.
Did you know some rude jokes?
No, he was quite rude, actually.
Was he?
Yeah, no, but. Being from Bow and that, I could roll with the punches and that. It's all good. It's all right.
I love it that Rolf Harris is a bit cheeky.
Anyway.
Okay, this is random.
I'm doing a repackage of the album. That's what this single is going to be promoting.
Okay.
Repackage of the album. We've got about 5 new tunes on there. People are going to really like them as well. It's banging. Some controversial stuff as well, but yeah, it's all good.
Okay. Random question. Andrew wants to know, full fat, semi-skimmed or skimmed milk for Dizzy Rascal?
Whatever they've got at the petrol station at 3 a.m. when I'm just trying to rush, you know.
Okay. Nicola says that she danced for you once at a bar in Newcastle and says hi.
Wicked.
And are we moving on from that, are we?
No.
Okay.
Yo,
do you remember what bar it was?
Some bar with girls Newcastle. Dancing.
It might have been Tuk Tuk. Might have been.
Right.
It's the only place I could feel my bar. Unless it was a weren't a bar, she's being nice, and it was a strip club.
Well, it might have been.
Don't know. Tilly wants to know.
Big up all the strippers though. Early morning, Monday morning, and that. What's happening?
Tilly wants to know what music you like that you're a little bit ashamed of, like guilty pleasure music.
R. Kelly.
Is that bad?
You told me.
Have you heard his yodeling one?
Yeah, that's a bit unnecessary. Yeah.
Really unnecessary. We were talking about this last week.
Like, he's got away with a lot, but yodeling just...
Don't do the yodeling. Do you know what I mean?
Taking a mic now, yeah.
And will you work with Calvin Harris again? That's from Mark in Bradford.
I don't see why not. I ain't spoke to him for a bit, though. Mm. But no, I mean, I love working with him. It's pretty easy.
Quickly before you go, I want to ask you about what you think of my theory about there being two Lady Gagas. I think there's two.
Is it?
Yeah, I think there's one that appears in like the videos and bikinis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think there's one that does the actual performances, is a bit chunkier.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think there's two. And there's one that speaks like that. Hi, I'm Gaga. And there's none that goes, hi, I'm so avant-garde right now. I love my wigs. I am my wigs. What do you think? It's two.
Really couldn't care less.
You don't care, no?
I like Poker Face, though.
Do you care about her?
Oh, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that sort of thing, you know what I mean? It's interesting. Like, the clothes on that, it's like, wow.
Yeah,
the audacity.
Yeah, to wear a telephone on your head.
But actually, the song she's writing is like, every time I listen to Poker Face, it's like, right, she's actually really, really, really good writer.
Yeah, very good.
Wicked.
If you've got nothing to do later on, Westwood is working a charity shop today.
Wicked.
With Alexandra Burke. Have you got a busy day planned?
Very.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so busy.
No gaps in the diary.
No gaps for at least tomorrow.
Right. So I was going to say, if you've got nothing else to do, he's doing some volunteering work and just like rifling through other people's bin bags today with Alexandra Burke.
Again, yeah?
Have you ever done any volunteering stuff?
Yeah, I've done plenty of voluntary work. I've done a lot of involuntary work as well.
What have you done?
Let's not get into that, though, yeah?
What have you done for volunteering, then?
Not really.
Oh, you haven't?
I've done charity work, and I love doing charity. I've done for a charity called Calm, who deal with depressed young men, suicidal men. Mm. Obviously, you know, Band-Aid and all these other, there's loads of things.
Oh, yeah,
it's an ongoing thing for me.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me,
and delivering the new track,
Dirty Disco, May 24th. And then the week later is the repackage of the album Tongue in Cheek, loads of big hits on it.
Alright, and so there's some like five new tracks on there?
Five new tracks, yeah, big ones.
Incredible. Dizzy, thank you, always a pleasure.
Thank you, respect, yeah.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. Just tried to get a picture of Dizzy with me and him for the website. It's quite difficult, actually, to pin him down. Just, like, runs around dancing all the time. Like, oi, I need a picture for the website.
Was it some kind of comedy chase?
Yeah, it was a bit like... him just, like, running away. And just trying to get a picture. Yeah, slapping me on the head. But I got one now. Dizzy Rascal's interview will be on the podcast. Are we doing a podcast today?
Yeah,
we should, really.
Why not?
Yep. And Chris Moyles might be on tomorrow. Who knows, eh? Chart rundown coming up with Becky, a.k.a. Danny Minogue, just to make it a little bit more interesting.
Oh, did I just give it away?
What?
Oh, no.
What have you given away? Oh, you idiot.
Sorry.
God.
Just gloss over it. No one will have heard. Cool.
Right. Someone on the text, I can't find their name now, is saying that there should be some kind of... It's a good idea, this. Charity record for all those poor, stranded celebrities because of Mount Flivlyhood. I think we should, you know, we could raise some money for them and get these poor people back home. People like Chris Moyles, stranded in New York. Dom, off of this show, stranded in Mallorca. The Rednaps, who are living out the advert where they're like riding horses with no top on.
Peter Jones, stranded in a villa somewhere.
Peter Jones, stranded in sunny Barbados. You've got a feel for them. Who else is stranded, celebrity-wise? Gary Lineker made it back, didn't he?
Do you know who I am pleased is stranded, or I hope is stranded, preferably somewhere near my house? Chase Crawford.
Yes!
Because he was over here, and I don't think he'd have been able to get a plane back.
He came in last week.
He hasn't phoned me saying, can I stay at yours?
This is quite good, actually. If you know any hot celebrities that are still here...
Kiefer Sutherland might still be stranded.
I reckon so. Because he was supposed to fly to, I think it was Germany the next day, couldn't do it. Any hot celebrities that you might know are still here. They've probably got nothing to do, nothing in their diaries.
I don't mind entertaining them.
Yeah, just let us know where they are. My God, it's snowing in Aberdeen. What's going on? Anyway, so for the charity record, I think we decided this one with loads of other celebrities. Who do we want on it? We could ask Dizzy. He was on Band-Aid, he'll do this. We're thinking this track for all the poor stranded celebrities.
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home.
Who'd sing this bit? This is Dizzy's bit, is it?
This is Dizzy, yeah.
Maybe surrounded by Alexandra Burke can help out because we can send someone down to record when she's in the charity shop with Westwood later.
I wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know.
Keeper Sutherland can do this bit.
I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you. Each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you?
It's been number one, this, definitely.
I think we need a bit more, a few more celebs than just Dizzy and Alexandra.
Yes, Kiefer and Chase are still in London. Poor Peter Andre stuck in Dubai.
Oh, poor Pete.
Sunny Dubai. Think about all these poor stranded celebrities because of the ash.
How can we donate?
Sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home.
Oh, Susan Subo stranded with Moyles in New York.
Maybe they can meet up.
Let me go home.
Oh, no, Alpha Beat are stranded here.
We need your donations now.
Please.
This can't go on for much longer.
Please give to these poor celebrities.
I wanna come home.
They just want to come home. Oh, amazing. Right, it's between that track, Home, Michael Bublé, and this one, I think, which is particularly
poignant
for the celebrities. As they're stuck.
The long intro.
And the long intro. Gary in Essex suggested this one. It is a good one. Just listen to the words and think about those poor, stranded celebs.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trainway.
Yes.
You can reach me on an airplane.
No, you can't.
You can reach me with your mind.
Rubbish lyric. With a mind.
You can reach me by caravan.
Yes.
Caravan is good,
yes. I love Moyles to come back.
Cross the desert like an Arab man.
Cross the desert like an Arab man, also good.
I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can.
Beautiful.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Anna.
Anna, where are you now, right now?
I'm in Exeter.
What are you doing?
In Devon. We're parked at the moment because we're going shopping.
Who is we?
Me and my mum.
Oh, okay. What are you going to buy?
Pardon?
What are you going to buy?
Oh, well, I need some new school stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Well, you can't sacrifice Bieber because I love him. Pardon?
Yeah, but he's got to because then the volcanic ash will stop.
You think of all the thousands of tens of thousands of people that are stranded. It's a small thing.
It's just one life for everybody else to be fine and happy again. Think about it that way.
Yeah, but they're in sunny places. They can do sunbathing and have a longer holiday.
Not everybody, and there's people here that are supposed to go on their holiday, and they can't go because of the volcanic ash problem. The only way we can stop the volcano is by sacrificing Justin Bieber. Think about it. It makes sense.
No, it doesn't, because Justin Bieber can't die. He's just, you know, he's cool and lovely.
I don't know who started this rumour. It's been going around Twitter, hasn't it?
I think it's Stephen Winterburn posted it on his Twitter.
Right.
I'm not sure if he...
It's going around and being retweeted a lot.
It's legend.
Yeah.
Ancient legend.
That's what happens. Once Bieber goes, the volcano stops.
No.
He wasn't even born to make music. He was only born for this purpose, which was to stop the volcano. The time has come.
No,
it's his time.
I know he can't die. He's just, I love him.
That may be the case. Have you even chucked out your UGG boots?
Yeah, I have.
Because you heard on this show that he doesn't like UGGs, girls in UGGs.
Yeah.
So that you put them in the bin.
Yeah.
And now this.
Yeah, I know. And I told all my friends to chuck out their UGGs as well.
And they probably did.
Yeah, I think we have.
Okay, well, I'll keep you up to date with what's happening with Bieber.
Okay. Thank you.
They might just be making it up, to be honest. You thought about that?
Yeah.
All right, have a good day shopping.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
See, lots of people are up for sacrificing him for the sake of this. Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Can I just say to anybody who is concerned about Justin Bieber and the theory that the only way to stop this volcano is by throwing him into it and sacrificing him, I think that might be made up. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Don't go to school feeling worried. Bieber will survive. I don't think it's going to happen. Because how's he going to get there anyway? Think about it. All right, I've got Four Strings coming up. Take Me Away. Flash Delirium, MGMT. That's good. Can we just clear up, when you were doing your Danny Minogue thing and saying Scouting for Girls is track, we just need to clear up the title.
It's Scouting for Girls at number two, This Ain't a Love Song.
That's, oh. This ain't a Love Song by Scouting for Girls, last week's number one.
The accent does funny things to my
diction. Certainly does.
Diction.
So we are going to do this charity record for all these celebrities stranded in exotic places.
The Vavs.
Victims. What was it?
Victims.
Oh, I can't remember.
Volcanic ash victims.
And we've chosen Home by Michael Bublé as the track that we're going to do. I think the actual celebrities that are stranded should appear on it.
Yeah. Oh, so like, yeah. I have a bit more human interest.
Obviously, we're going to have to get them in a recording studio, but we just get them on the phone.
That's fine.
So Peter Jones off Dragon's Den can do like, another sunny day in Sandy Lane. I want to go home. Please let me go. Yeah.
Leave out the bit about him just being in his Speedos, because that might not sell.
So we'll get the Redknapps on. We'll get Peter Andre. Poor Peter stuck in Dubai.
Moyles can do a bit of the chorus.
Moyles can do the chorus from New York. It's a plan. Let's do it.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, Ant in Bradford. Hello. He's the one in the van that shouted out, "You complete me!" yesterday as I was coming out of a christening in Bradford. Kind of really shocked me, actually, Ant, to be honest. Don't do that again. It's a bit weird. Just walking out of a church. "You complete me, Scott!" Okay, good. That was shortly before I saw the horse on the roundabout. Someone actually riding a horse with a cart on the main road. Really good.
Any news on when you're getting yours yet?
No. You don't get parking fines with them. We've decided that now, so that's good.
Yeah, you just need to feed and water them, make sure they're properly looked after.
No more parking tickets for me, said Scott. Hello, if you saw the Daily Mirror piece.
Scott Bills.
Scott Bills on on Saturday. Embarrassing. I'm just trying to help the environment, and now look.
Your mum was very proud, though, wasn't she?
No, she rang me going, "Oh, Scott. And got some more fines." It's like...
More fines?
Yeah, this is why I got rid of my car, because I kept getting fined, and now I've got a scooter.
And your library membership?
No, I've never had a library membership. Alan's just popped in, saying that hopefully Chris will be... Well, he's wiring up the studio, and hopefully we'll be on from New York tomorrow on the Chris Moyles Show.
He said one of our favourite phrases, which was, "We're just waiting for the green light, and then we can go, go, go."
Go, 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 go. If you've just switched on, a few people are like, "Oh, where's Chris? You said he'd be back." He's a VAV, volcanic ash victim. We're doing a charity record, which is Home by Michael Bublé, and we're going to get Chris to do the first line. Okay, a bit last minute, but Posh Radio 4 Lady is on with the stuff that you've been emailing us. Dear Scott, action starts now.
Hi, Scott and Becky. Had a night in with the girls last night and had to move some stuff to make space. Unfortunately, I came across my parents' video collection in the bookcase.
Okay, this is never good.
We all decided to watch it. Don't worry, it wasn't actually my parents on the videos. That would be wrong.
Even so, it's still not right.
Then this morning I woke up, after 4 hours sleep, in blind panic, and I realised I'd left the videos on the lounge floor. To make matters worse, I'm moving to Hampshire tomorrow and I haven't packed a thing. And last night, I also lost my phone. Please cheer me up. Today is not going so well. Chrissy.
Oh, Chrissy, don't diss Hampshire. Got some lovely places. Eastleigh, Gosport, Andover, etc. What are you saying? To make things worse, I'm moving to Hampshire tomorrow. And she lost her phone. Yeah, sorry about that. Like, if you see videos, just don't watch them, is my tip. It's going to end in nastiness. Next!
Hi, Scott. I live about 40 miles from the Gold Coast, near where Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is filmed.
Hi.
I used to live near that there Dudley in England. I emigrated 2 years ago to Brisbane.
Good for you.
The latest Danny Minogue weather here in Brisbane will make you want to play Trollolol Man. It's raining all day today.
Oh.
27 degrees. But unlike that there England, the rest of the week is scorchio. Paul Edwards off of that there Brisbane.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, for the update. We started doing Danny Minogue's weather a couple of weeks ago because all she tweets about is the weather, wherever she is, hot and sunny normally.
Funnily enough, since we started doing Danny Minogue weather, the Dannycast on Twitter has stopped.
P.S. The reason I moved here is because when I holidayed here, the Aussies really loved the Dudley black country accent. I talk like Noddy Holder.
Well, that's entirely possible that Australians do find the Dudley accent really hot. And we've talked about this before, how we find foreign accents hot as. I'm all about the Spanish myself.
Are you?
I love it.
I have to say the Greek, really.
I even bought myself some of those Teach Yourself Spanish CDs. Not actually done that yet.
Oh, yes.
I really want
to
do it.
Was that when you were trying to impress Enrique Iglesias?
No.
Yeah, you said no, because you, ages ago, when he came in and you two were going to go on a date metal detecting,
we did.
You then said that you'd have to learn Spanish so that you could communicate with him, but you didn't get very far.
And also, he speaks very good English.
But so, you wanted to try and impress him.
You know that, you know at home you've got a kind of cupboard of rubbish where, like, they just put junk. That Spanish CD is in there, along with the Teach Yourself Arabic CD, which I still haven't used either.
What is the Spanish for metal detector?
I've got no idea. Next.
Scott, as both a cheese lover and connoisseur, I thought you might appreciate this wee video. It's only a minute long, of me eating a whole wedge of brie in one mouthful.
I don't like that.
That's a talent.
No, I don't want any more of those videos.
Brie.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's a massive mouth.
Yours in cheese, Colin, Glasgow.
Yeah, we've watched the video, Colin. We won't be watching any more that you send through, so don't bother.
I want to see him do a whole Edam or a whole massive Parmesan.
Don't encourage him.
Like a Parmesan is like bigger than some people.
I like the sign-off, though.
Yours in cheese, Colin, Glasgow.
I'm going to start writing emails right with the end. Yours in cheese,
will
Scott.
When you go to clubs, you should sign boobs, yours in cheese. Do you not write yours sincerely on boobs?
No, you just put your name and then move on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.